In this week's episode, it's time to say bye to the Main Street Electrical Parade and Disneyland Forever fireworks. Oogie Boogie Bash tickets sold out in record time. I still have hope that we'll see more tickets released. Cross your fingers. We're celebrating a birthday this month with food and drinks. It's going to be an out-of-the-world experience. Also, Zombies Bash, Chalk Adventure in the Park, Disney Hacked, and more on this to-be-announced episode of the Mousepower Podcast. Welcome to Mousepower, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mousepower Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Thank God for me, Hardy Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Bye. Oh. Hey, what's up? Yeah, Instinct's gonna start a fight. Oh my gosh. Anyway, hey, yeah, bye. What are we saying bye to? Well, for one, Oogie Boogie Bash tickets. Bye. Sold out. That is the fastest that party event has sold out in less than a week. Not even sell for a week, and the tickets were already gone. That is just crazy. The tickets were just flying off the shelves. I still don't, I don't think they're all gone. I'm still thinking that maybe some days will open up. I can't see all those tickets being gone in less than a week. Now, I know last year when they went on sale, dates sold out. And I posted, you know, this date sold out. That date sold out. And all of a sudden, they were available again. So I think during that time, they must have had some kind of glitch in the system. I don't know. Maybe they were selling, let's just say, I'm just going to give a number out. This is not an official number, but it's, let's say they sell 15,000 tickets for one night. And maybe they'll sell all of those tickets and then like, oh, and it sells out. And then they'll say, oh, you know what, let's add 5,000 more or something like that. And then the date becomes available again. I don't know. Like I said, that's not official. I don't know how many people they allow into the parties, but we do know that it's not as much as a regular operating day where it's packed. So, yeah, anyway, Oogie Boogie Bash tickets are sold out. I'm just going to keep my eyes open for everyone who didn't get a ticket to see, you know, hey, maybe in a week or maybe when Halloween starts that they'll open up more tickets or something like that. I don't know. Of course, Disney hasn't said anything about that. But it can happen. Just like in Angels in the Outfield, it can happen. And speaking of Angels in the Outfield, not the sorry-ass Angels here, but I was at the mall the other day, and they had... Oh, sorry, Dan. Sorry. Dan likes the Angels. Oops, I forgot. Anyway, I was at the mall, and they were doing one of those movies, you know, outside and everything, and they were showing Angels in the Outfield. So I thought that was kind of cool. But I didn't stick around for that because I had other things to do, like some fat time. Got me some tacos. It was Taco Tuesday. They were yummy. So, yeah, that's that. All right, so anyway, Oogie Boogie Bash tickets are sold out. They're gone for now. We'll see what happens. And you know what? Hey, if they're all sold out and they do not release any more days or anything like that, well, you snooze, you lose, right? Because we told you they were coming. We told you what day they were going on sale. We told you what dates were available. And I kept you up to date with what days were selling out. And got you guys covered. Remember, I got you guys covered. And, yeah. So, I will be going on, I believe the first day is September 6th. And I'll be going on that day just because it was the cheapest day. I would have loved to have gone on the D23 day just to see if maybe they had something different going on. You know, but I think they'll just probably just give some kind of D23 Halloween button. Halloween Oogie Boogie Bash D23 button or something. But, I don't know. I wasn't going to pay, what was it, $180 or whatever? I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to pay all that money for all that stuff. I don't think it'd be worth it. Well, obviously it's not worth it. If you can go on a cheap, the cheapest day, then, and I mean, if you plan to go on to the Oogie Boogie Bash, and you can go on the cheapest day, then you might as well save money, because going on the most expensive day, it's not going to be any different than going on the cheapest day. So, yeah. Hey, look, Dan's here.
Hey, what's up? Showed up. Still late to the party, but it's Mexican time, so all good.
Well, he was a little late because I thought he was at the park, and he said he wasn't, so he's joining.
Yeah, well, I was supposed to be, so yeah, I joined a little late because he was texting me about something, trying to get some insight in the park, and I ain't got it.
All right, so I just finished talking about, well, you missed my intro. My intro song was Bye Bye Bye, but that was for Oogie Boogie Bash tickets.
Oh, well, it could be for COVID, too.
I did.
The last time we talked, actually, when I recorded with you, I didn't know that I actually, and I think at one point I told you, oh, I'm going to put it on pause, but I'm going to cough real quick. I got to clear my throat. I think that was COVID. I tested the next day, and it turns out I turned out positive.
So, Dan.
So, I had canceled some reservations that week.
Dan had the vid.
Yeah, I had the Rona. It wasn't that bad. I was supposed to be at the park today. I had reservations, like you said. And then I was only really sick for like maybe 2.5 days in total. But I couldn't get that clear. And I'm not going to be that ass that goes and is like, but technically I'm still positive. But, you know, I was probably even past the point of being contagious, honestly. But I can't do that. You know, like, you know, morally, like I couldn't do that. So I was supposed to go today. I canceled them last night because I still tested positive yesterday. It's weird, man. Like, it looked like somebody, the second line, like somebody erased it. Like when you draw something with a pencil, you know, when you erase it, you can kind of still see like barely the line.
Right.
That's what it was. And I was like, but I can't do that.
okay.
So I was like, can we, I talked to everybody that was going to go with Nosuke. He's getting better. Not this. I'm like, look, the daughter's clear. Just everybody get my house up next. Mm-hmm. Lightly. So, can we put it off a day? Cause I'm pretty sure that the next day I'll clear. Everybody said, yeah, that's fine. I tested this morning. One night, baby. That's right. One night. I'll be going, as we record this tomorrow on a Friday, I'll be headed out there.
So I told Dan that I need to get tested because I have a cough now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if it's a cough, sick cough, or is it an acid reflux cough? Because I woke up one morning with some bad acid reflux, and it hit my throat, and it was burning, and it irritated my throat, so I started coughing, which made more acid come up and made me cough more, and it was burning and burning, and oh my God, it was just so bad. So
yeah, and who knows? With this one, it's weird, too, because I never had a full proper cough. My throat was a little irritated, but I thought I had bad allergies. I think I told you that day, the day we recorded. I mean, allergies are killing me today.
Right, you did.
But yeah, that's all it was. I just kept like clearing my throat. And from having to clear my throat, it kind of became irritated. And then to the point where after that went away, like just one day, it just like went away. And I was like, oh, that was what it was. I never full on had like a coughing fit or nothing like that. I had a fever and then like was bad allergies. And that's pretty much it, like 2.5-3 days.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like in the same boat because I don't have a actual cough. I'm just coughing off and on when it's irritated. I don't have a fever. I checked. I don't want to say I have fatigue. I'm just tired all the time anyway. So,
right.
But I will be getting tested later tonight after we're done. So I have.
I had insomnia. That's one of the symptoms that I had.
Oh wow.
Which I guess is not it's not a common COVID symptom, but both my wife and I had it. I could not fall asleep, and I couldn't stay asleep for 2 days. Everybody just tells you, like maybe even you, just rest, get sleep. I can't. You literally can't sleep. I'll take forever to fall asleep, and then I'll be asleep like 10 minutes, and I'll wake up. Then it'll take me 20 more minutes to fall asleep, and I'll fall asleep for 30 minutes. And then I wake up and be up for 2 hours, and then fall asleep for 2.5-3 hours. It's stupid. It sucks.
Well, you know I'm up, so text me.
Yeah, I know. I should have. I was like, what are you doing? I'm just chilling, dude. I'm like sitting here looking at the ceiling.
I'm watching.
And then I've been quarantined in the living room because everybody got sick. Well, no, I got sick, and then obviously I share a bedroom with my wife. And I'm like, well, you take the bed because she kind of has a bad back. I was like, I'll go sleep on an air mattress in the living room. And I did. And I've basically been, then everybody got sick, so I've all been quarantined in their own room. So I've been living in the living room for like the last week. Oh, but it's cool because I got the big TV.
There you go.
And an empty DVR, but that's all right.
All right, so yeah, bye to Oogie Boogie Bash tickets. They're all gone.
I texted you too. You like how we fully, like last time, we even said, they take a couple of weeks to sell out. And then this is like a couple of days.
Yeah, like 6 days, so, 5-6 days.
Yeah, the fastest I think I've ever seen them go.
Right. But I'm for those who, you know, want to go and didn't get tickets, I'm still going to say they're probably going to release some maybe in September. So maybe late August. I don't know. I'm just guessing because I think so? I don't think they sold out that much. I don't think they sold out what they usually sell out, you know, in 5-6 days, whatever it was. I don't think so.
You think they were looking to see what they were going to sell because of the grad night ones? Because the grad night ones, I mean, those last 2 days, actually the last time I was at the park was the last grad night.
Uh-huh.
And you could buy tickets there.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
After dark, yeah. And you could buy tickets that day. So I just wonder if they thought that one didn't do so well. I wonder if this one will.
Well,
but come on, that's Villains, man.
Yeah, they're gonna do
it's Villains.
Well.
That one's gonna sell because new Star Wars was gonna sell out.
Yeah, but don't forget that they they can add more tickets. You know, they didn't fill the park to capacity.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you can always add tickets.
Yeah, so I think they will. I'm giving those people who are, you know, hoping they do some hope. Well, if he thinks they're going to do it, then maybe they will. But I got my
you an optimist? Oh, well.
this time. So, yeah. So, bye-bye-bye Oogie Boogie Bash tickets for now. Sold out. Record time. And also, bye-bye-bye to Disneyland Forever Fireworks and Main Street Electrical Parade.
For now.
For now. Well, it makes sense, you know. So, Disney came out.
Season.
Yeah. Disney came out and said today that they will end on September 1st, which is Thursday. And, of course, Halloween time in the park start on that Friday.
And of course, that means we're going to see the big pumpkin. It's possible we'll see the big pumpkin. When do they put up the pumpkin? Right at the beginning, or does it take a couple of days? Is it that next week?
I'm going to guess that week. I'm going to say the Monday before the 2nd. So that week of.
Yeah, because I was going to say there'd be a few days we catch the electrical parade, go past the Great Pumpkin.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's what I think. Unless they roll it right in right after the parade, park closes and throw that pumpkin up. Because that might be a thing, yeah. Too. If you think about it, maybe they don't want to put the pumpkin up and block the parade view. You know?
That's possible, but that's like, I don't think they let anybody. Do they let people sit right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Well, the corner, not inside the planter, but.
Yeah, not in front of it, not in front of it, but on the sides of it.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm just saying it doesn't take long to roll out the pumpkin and set it up. So, we'll see. But usually I would say it's on the Monday, starting the week of before the Halloween time starts. So.
Yeah, because you want to get it in before you officially have Halloween time.
Yeah.
Especially that iconic. You know, Mickey pumpkin.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm pretty sure we'll have everyone in the world posting pictures as soon as it's up.
Hey, I might even be there that week if they let me renew my magic key.
Well, you know what? I forgot about Halloween time starting on the 2nd, and I didn't make my reservation. And as of right now, there's no reservations for the 2nd. So
wonder why.
Yeah, I know. Because the one I forget to do. It's already gone. Oh, well.
Well, that's another thing, too. Like, those, you know, look at what it is now. Like, I just told you I had to move my reservation a date, and it wasn't even an issue. I didn't even give it a second thought. It was like, oh, man, is it going to be open on Friday for me to go? Yeah, completely. Like, other than those last 2 weeks in August, everything else has been, like, wide open all summer. I can't tell you because his plans have changed. And then, you know, obviously we got sick, so I couldn't go to the park in almost, it's been almost 2 weeks. Wow, first world problems, huh? it's been in almost 2 weeks, but I've had to move them around and get dates and change dates a lot in the last 2 weeks. And it hasn't been an issue at all. To switch them around a bit, oh, I'm going to go next week. I'll go this day next week. It hasn't been an issue at all. Just those last 2 weeks of August, and we know why.
Well, that's the thing. I was also thinking about that. Like right now, you go on the you know the calendar, and it shows everything's open in July, and I'm pretty sure that's because of the other pass holders that are blocked.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they still have those reservations open. You know, we're getting those reservations. Basically, we're getting those. What is it? Enchantment key, whatever.
Enchant and believe, yeah.
We're getting those reservations. That's why they're still available. That's what I think.
Yeah, but it's been like that kind of for a while because I haven't had a problem getting anything I wanted. Even at Christmas time, I really wasn't having a problem getting anything I wanted. You just kind of keep looking back at it, just checking, you know, you can get it. Every kind of last minute day that someone's told me, oh, hey, I'm going to the park this day. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Do you have a reservation that day? No. And then I'll look and be like, oh, hey, they have it. Hey, you still going that day? Yeah, I'll go. I'll meet up with you. Book it, you know. It hasn't been too much of an issue at all. I've done that a few times.
I was just thinking, but, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, I talked about this before, how you can go on the, you know, let's just say everything right now is sold out or the reserve. There's no reservations. And you go on there, you know, today, and one's open up for tomorrow. You know, what's today? Thursday. So Friday is open. let's say you go on and Saturday's booked. There's no reservation for Saturday. And if you go on there on a Friday, Saturday is open. So, I mean, they, you know, they do that, you know, pretty much all the time. So I'm not worried.
They drop them a lot.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about not having Halloween time open right now. I think I'll be able to get in. So I'm not really too worried about that.
Yeah.
I was going to jump ahead to something because we're talking about reservations, but maybe I'll come back to that. But yeah, just real quick, as I was talking about the buy to electrical parade and the fireworks, of course, starting on September 2nd, you're going to have the Halloween Screams fireworks show, which is awesome. Cool. It's just so awesome. So that's going to be cool. I'm just trying to go through this article, which is really nothing. All I basically tell them about is that's ending on the 1st, and there was these foods inspired by the electrical parade and all that stuff, and the popcorn bucket and the turtle sipper. So you can enjoy that stuff right now. I'm pretty sure they still have the popcorn bucket there.
Last time I was there, they had them all over the place. So, it wasn't even an issue. Everybody went crazy when they first came out, but I stopped. Where did I stop at? Galactic Grill? Galactic Grill or somewhere else, and they just had a stack of them. It wasn't even an issue.
So, yeah, if you guys haven't got those sippers and the popcorn bucket, head over to the parks because there's plenty of reservations right now if you don't have the enchant key. If not, then you have to wait. But I'm pretty sure they'll still have a whole bunch of stuff there. So real quick, I got Ernesto. Remember Ernesto?
Oh, yeah.
So he, from time to time, he'll send me things. Sometimes, you know, like YouTube videos or whatever, some funny stuff. So I'm just going to go to his message real quick. He sent me those fake prices for the passes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the people, I guess there's... He said this is going around the Disney social media fan pages with a emoji. I didn't respond to him yet, so hopefully he'll listen to this. But, yeah, these are basically fake. They're someone put this up. Basically saying that the Dream Key Pass is going to be $3,400 or $3,500. The Believe is $3,000. Enchant Key is $2,000. The Imagine Key is $950, which is the SoCal Pass. You know.
As far as I can tell, and I don't know the name of the person. I wouldn't give them credit for it anyway. But the person that, as far as they can trace it back to, because I was on Twitter, I saw that on Twitter, as far as they can trace it back to, it came from a Facebook group, and the person that did it is a known troll. Like, probably did it as a joke for that group, and then it just got out. That's how I understand it. But no, that's obviously fake.
Yeah, we know it's fake, so you guys, if you guys see this stuff, don't believe it, but it actually looks pretty convincing, the wording. Okay, so the Imagine Key with the SoCal Pass, it says the pass can hold up to 2 park reservations at a time. That's pretty bad. The Enchant Key can hold 4 park reservations. Believe is at 6 park reservation. Then Dream Key is also 6 parks. Or 6 park reservations at a time. So it's kind of convincing.
Didn't he just basically take what was already written anyway and just kind of throw a new price on there?
Yeah. It's
because everything else looked, I didn't like inspect it, but everything else looked pretty close to what, because I saw it as a fake too, but everything else looked pretty much like all the benefits you currently have. The price was like crazy.
Okay, it says for the Believe Key, and I remember people, this is not real. It says 50% off standard theme park parking, must purchase at parking structures. That's what it says for that one.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, like, you have to... It, the way it was wording is like, oh, you only could park at the parking structure, not at Buzz. Or, you know, Toy Story.
Yeah.
And then on the Dream Key, it says standard theme park parking included. So...
Yeah, I did see that. That's the only one I really looked at because that's the one I have.
Right. So. No, it's funny. It looks convincing, but yeah, don't believe it, people. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that real quick because I had it in the bottom of my list, but since we're talking about reservations and all that, I'll just throw that out with the passes. Don't believe in anything until you hear it from Disney or me.
Mm-hmm. Who gets it from Disney?
Yeah. Real quick, did you hear about the Disney Twitter getting hacked?
Oh, that is Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Twitter and Instagram that got hacked.
Was it Twitter too?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Instagram.
It was two of them. I know it was Instagram. It was another, I think it was, maybe not Twitter because I was looking on Twitter because I, you know, you get those notifications. And even if something was deleted, you would still have the notification on your phone. And then when you hit it, it will say, oh, it's not here. So, yeah, maybe not maybe not Twitter, but I read it was two of them. So maybe Facebook or something. I don't know. But, yeah.
Okay. I know for a fact it was Instagram because I saw both, like, screenshots.
Yeah, so, yeah, I heard they got hacked. And whoever did this was dirty because they were trying to put someone else's face on there saying that he did it. And that was just dirty. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. It was pretty quick, too. It wasn't very long. Like, I know people caught it, but it was like, man, they had to be East Coast people or just someone like you who was up really late. Because it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And before 5 o'clock in the morning, it was already fixed.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was only like an hour. So but you posted like 4 or 5 things.
Yeah, so if it was that early in the morning, then it was definitely not on Twitter because I would have seen that pop up. But I didn't see, actually, I heard about it. You know, everyone's all talking about it. I did not see anything about it. I know it was some bad stuff.
It was some racist stuff, too. Yeah, it was some racist stuff.
But I just thought it was dirty. Whoever did that posted someone's picture to say he was taking credit for doing it and bragging how he was able to hack it. And from what I heard, is that's not true. Whoever's picture they put up wasn't the guy who did it. They were just trying to make him look bad or, you know, whatever. But that's just,
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know. I didn't see any screenshots of what that was posted. But whatever, it was dirty and should have, that's just messed up trying to put it on someone else. All right, so let's see. So what else we have here? Oh, hey, did you hear that Pirates of the Caribbean opened up?
Did it?
That's what I heard.
Oh man, that's crazy. Oh my god, did you hear what they changed inside?
Actually, no, I didn't hear anything.
Nothing.
That's why I didn't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. The crocodile got the light.
They probably
took, I guess they did change something.
They probably took some other stuff out because you know how they have these auctions. So they probably took some stuff to auction that people never noticed anyway.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know if you got...
Oh, my God. Did you hear Jack Sparrow still in it?
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I didn't think he was going anywhere considering they still have the guy walking around the park.
Okay. Okay. So I know we're making fun of it, but it was seriously that day driving me nuts. Driving me nuts. Because I was trolling people on TikTok and on Instagram because we're like, just to confirm, Jack Sparrow is still on Pirates. The dude literally is in World of Color and in Fantasmic.
Right.
Did you really think they were going to bring him back and put him in those two shows, which opened months before, while the trial was going on, that he would actually not be in the ride? That's dumb. If you're talking about animation, you just have to cut that sequence. For World of Color, and I guess you cut the whole ship. There was no way. There was no way.
That's a big part, though, in War of Color with all the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge part of the show.
Yeah.
And, you've seen Fantasmega. Have you seen War of Color since he's come back?
No, I haven't.
Oh, people went crazy. Crazy when he showed up in World of Color. I mean, it was obviously, people support him and whatever with the way Disney treated him and what's going to happen now, but you can't deny he's a moneymaker and a popular character. And then if you're telling me he's still running around the park too,
right?
That's dumb.
Right.
Yeah. And most people that got back to me were like, oh, well, there was rumors of it. Yeah, rumors. Uh-huh. Rumors. But he's here. Like, there was no way. And then some guy got back to me who reported, yes, he's still there. And I was like, thank you for saying it like that. And he's like, I don't know why people had got that rumor started at all. That's dumb.
Right.
Yeah, it was. It's dumb. But it's back. Maybe I'll get on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the wait's not 50 minutes.
I know, huh?
It broke down like 3-4 times that day.
Oh, really?
Opening day. Oh, yeah. People were complaining about that because it didn't open right away. There was a huge line because everybody rope dropped to go get on it.
Right.
And there was a huge line outside, and then it didn't open for like an hour. And then it broke down like pretty much right away. So it had to open again later. And then I heard a few times that day, and then I haven't heard much of that since. So I'm assuming it's operating back to normal. Breakdowns happen.
It's only a 15-minute.
They happen. What are you going to do?
It's a 15-minute wait right now. Let's go.
It's also 11:30 at night. If I thought I could get there in time, Dick, I could probably get a reservation right now.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Pirates opened on July 1st. And hopefully when I get back to the parks, I'll go and check it out. Not in a hurry. Just Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm not in a hurry to ride a ride that is open again. It has no difference. I get on the ride because I like the ride.
Speaking of rides, we got an announcement for Tiana's Bayou Adventure coming in late 2024.
Yeah.
Also known as Splash Mountain.
Right.
I don't care about this. I don't care about them changing. I think it's stupid. But whatever. Once they do change this over, of course, I'm going to go on there and check it out. I'm not going at 10 o'clock at night, though, with you, Dan.
I don't know, man. I got to find somebody new to get on that ride because that last time with you, why you didn't get on, you left me with the kids. I got Miles and my own kids. I got soaked because the last time I got on with my own kids and my adopted kid, she got soaked. So right now, nobody's dying to get on that ride right now.
Well, I guarantee you.
But it's hot tomorrow, so we'll see.
Yeah, I know. I guarantee you that Miles will go on it. He doesn't care what time it is. 2 weeks ago, we went to Knott's Berry Farm, my other favorite place. And so I was there with my nephews and their friend and my nephew's girlfriend and took Miles. And it was probably about 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 around there. And they wanted to go on the rapid ride. I said, go ahead, I'll wait here. And they were just, come with me. Even one of the, my nephew's friend says, I'll give you like $5. What? What? I got $5.
That's a churro, man. That's part of a churro.
My cousin says, hey, $5 is a lot of money for him. I said, oh, wow. I'm good. I don't need $5 that bad. But they actually went on it twice, two times in a row. So Miles would definitely go on Splash Mountain anytime right of the day.
So, you know what? As long as it's hot, I don't care. And when it's cold, it makes a big difference. And that's what happened the last time we got on. And that's why I ended up with the spirit jersey, remember?
Right, yeah.
Because I was trying to be the nice guy and give her my jacket. I had to get a spirit jersey because it was cold. But when it's hot, I don't care.
I don't care when if it's hot. And
I just don't like wet socks.
Right. I don't like that either. But, I mean, I will get on it when the new thing opens.
So, real quick, it's been 2 years since they announced that. Because they announced that during COVID. They announced that it's a stay at home. We were still at home when they announced that. Because I remember people asking me, and that's actually one of the very first TikToks I made was about the ride, because I was just learning how to mess with TikTok. And I started it in that summer of 2020, because I was at home and I'm going to do. So just messing with that.
Yeah,
so
it's been a while. It was announced June 25th,
2020. Yeah, see, so. A full 2 years.
Yep.
It doesn't bug me either. I don't care. I look at it like this. No one knows Sprung on the South anymore. They just don't. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I have it.
Okay. So you haven't seen it. I promise you, the 10 people listening haven't seen it. There's going to be a few. I've seen it. I own a VHS copy. I don't have a VCR, but I'm a VHS copy. You know, it was time for them to change it because of the overtones of the movie, but I'm not going to get into all that. Let's turn it into, because you can't stop that. It's going to turn into Tiana, right? Think about it. It kind of makes sense. And I talked about this with Gina, my podcast partner, my podcast. Where does Princess and the Frog take place?
In the bayou.
New Orleans, right?
Yep.
In New Orleans. Yeah. So what's right next to Splash Mountain? New Orleans Square.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice transition into Critter Country. And then if you think about it, you've been on the ride. I know we're messing with it, but you've been on the ride. Tell me the ride itself doesn't already have like a swampy bayou feel anyway to the scenes that are there. So how hard is it to, I know they're going to change stuff, but how hard is it to take a lot of what they already have there and just move it around, turn it around, redecorate it? Because it already has that basic setup like you kind of want anyway. You just got to remove the characters from Song of the South that no one knows and put in stuff for however you want to do it with Tiana. It makes sense. Even the big ship, man. Even the big paddle boat. That makes sense with it, too. It just does. And then you've got, you know, what's in Critter Country? Hungry Bear and then Winnie the Pooh? It's a nice transition from one area to another. That's the way we were talking about the other day. Okay, that's what I see.
Well,
it's fine. I'm cool with it. I'll get on. I don't see any changes to the ride coming. The actual ride itself, the flume, I don't see any changes to that.
No. But like...
It's like an overlay.
At the end of the finale, a lot of those critters are from American Things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something I grew up with. And so it's always... You know, it's always cool to see those in there and know, oh, you know, those were from American Things and, you know, stuff
I can
like
promise
that.
You they're not going anywhere. You're just going to see Tiana added to it.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm going to picture Tiana on the boat.
Yeah, that's what I do. But those characters are going to be moved probably all through the ride, I would imagine. I see it as an overlay. Kind of like to do the Haunted Mansion. Just to take it and, you know, put stuff over it and just move stuff here and there. So it's like, it fits a different theme. That's what I see.
I'm just thinking, what was it called? Mickey's Magical Map had the Tiana on there on the boat.
Yeah.
So that's what I started thinking. Yeah, she can be at the end on the boat singing the whatever song it was she was singing on the map.
Yeah, I don't remember. I wish they could bring that back, actually. I mean, I like it. I haven't been able to get there to see the Lion King. Hopefully tomorrow, because I'm going to kind of go, I think about 2 o'clock. I'm going to go kind of early. So hopefully they show that and we get a chance to watch it. Because I actually like the Lion King show, but I do miss Magic Mouse. I really like the show.
Yeah. Now I want to go tomorrow.
There were still reservations left. I'm like, you got to get that cough checked out.
Yeah, no. I'm going
to. You got to test negative.
I'm going to test tonight. So anyway, so another thing that was funny is. I saw this somewhere. Right now it says it's called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And someone was saying, like, oh, what if this is not the real name of the ride? They're just throwing something out because of the Tiana Bayou Adventure could also stand for TBA. To be honest.
Okay.
To be announced. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess they said Disney have done that before, has named something and then they changed it or whatever. But I just saw that. I actually don't care what it's called.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
It's going to get called Splash Mountain for a long time.
Yes. Everyone's still going
to
go. Everyone's still going to go, oh, let's go on Splash Mountain. The people who are, you know, go every year and go over there and like, what happened to Splash Mountain? They're going to be like all shocked and everything. And then you're going to have the people who are complaining, well, I went on our trip and Splash Mountain was closed. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to end up being called Tiana. What do you want to give us? Tiana, Tiana. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we don't even say Splash Mountain. Let's give us Splash. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, everything's like that, huh?
Yeah.
Everything's like that. It's always just like, you don't say the full name. I never really thought about that. What do you want to get on? Mansion? Get on Mansion. What do you want to get on? Pirates. What do you want to get on? Big Thunder. You never say the full name. Small World. Not It's a Small World.
Oh, yeah, I never called it Small World.
Nah, no one does.
All right, so I'm looking for the next thing. All right, yeah. So, all right, so real quick, I want to talk about the car locator. You know, dude, where's my car? The new app feature that's coming to, I guess, the Disneyland Park app? Is that where it's coming to? Did you hear about that?
No, this is news to me.
Okay. It was announced on Monday. It says it's for both Disney World and here. How many of us can remember the time we had trouble finding a car in a Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort parking lot? Well, say goodbye to that as we are bringing you a new car locator feature presented by State Farm to the My Disney Experience and Disneyland apps. This feature will first launch at Disney World, of course, this summer and will be available. Uh-huh. And will be available at Disneyland later this year. Car Locator is a complimentary feature that uses location technology to find and save your parking details. The feature functions best when you enable location services, Bluetooth, and notifications on your mobile device. The feature will be available in all four Walt Disney World theme parks, Disney Springs, okay. Yeah, you said all four, so we understand what that means. After that, follow the prompts to enter your parking information. If you choose to enable location permission on your device, Car Locator can help fill in details for you. When you're ready to leave, return to the Car Locator for your parking information. In addition to helping you find your car at the end of the day, you can tap into a variety of other convenient features to make your Disney visit easier, from mobile merchandise checkout and mobile food ordering to direct to room service, blah, 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 blah. All right, so that's that.
So it basically uses GPS to tell me where to park?
Yeah. And okay. It's also probably going to track everything you're doing. It's going to track where you live and
my vaccine status.
All that stuff. So anyway, so I saw this. Actually, I'm going to tell you that right now. This is the first time I actually read the article. I just saw this new app featuring coming to the Disney parks. Where's my car locator? And the first thing I thought was, oh my God, if you don't know where you parked your car, then you're stupid.
I thought that would be kind of cool, but at the same time, remember how when they used to give the paper things that had the dates on them on the park, and the kids just mark, you know, I'm parked in Goofy C.
Yeah, but what did people do with that car?
Just on your phone. Oh, I kept them for a long time. Put it in the dash.
Exactly. People put it on the dash because they think it's a parking ticket and you have to put it on the dash. Where you're supposed to keep it with you, circle where you parked. You know, and then when you come back, you look, but people just put those things on their dash because they thought it was like a parking ticket. So,
yeah.
Anyway, whatever. So I think this is funny. I don't need to know where I parked. I always know where to park. There's only one time I couldn't find my car, and it wasn't like, oh, I didn't know where I parked. I knew the area where I parked, and it was a Toy Story, but the reason I couldn't really find it right away was because it wasn't my car. It was my mom's car. I drove it, and it was brand new, and I wasn't used to what it looked like. And I can't tell you what kind of car it was right now. All I know is the Nissan. I don't even know if they make it anymore. It looked like a Versa, one of those cars.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the Versa was the, if it was the Versa. Anyway, so that's the only time I didn't know. But
I've done that. I did chalk walk. I did chalk walk 1 year, and they let you park in the structure when you used to do chalk walk. So I parked in the structure, and I parked on Donald. I did the chalk walk, and then I went in with someone I walked with. We went into the park for a few hours. You know, we had been there since 5 o'clock in the morning. About 2 o'clock, I decided, I'm tired. I'm going to go home. Said bye to them. Came back out. Go up to Donald. Can't find my truck. Even though I know where I parked, because I parked in, you know how they have the big thing down the middle, well, the cars come down the middle with the walkways that can go across from one end of the parking lot to the other. Yeah, I parked against the wall right there, like on the first row of the next one, you know, past where you come in. I can't, I was like, I parked right there, man. I don't see it. I'm panicking. Where's my truck? Oh my God. So I finally decided to do what a lot of people do, which is to hit the panic button.
Uh-huh.
I hit the panic button, and I can hear it, but I don't see it. I played with it a couple times, turn it on, turn it off. That's definitely my truck because I can hear it, you know, go on and off. So I crossed the bridge to the other side, and I activated it to see if I could kind of figure out what it was. And I realized I parked on Daisy and not Donald. Two levels down. And there it was. There was my truck, exactly where I parked it, in the spot that I parked it, just two levels down. Because I didn't pay attention to what deck I parked it.
That's funny.
I'm dumb, but 5 o'clock in the morning, man. I only slept like 3-4 hours. To get paid on time. I was like, oh my God. So I just think, man, my wife's going to kill me. I got to call her to get a ride home, and I got to call the police because my truck's taking me. No, I just didn't pay attention to my park. So I feel that. Remember when we used to park when the parking lot that's on it's a downtown Disney lot now. Simba?
Yeah.
Well, remember how that used to be the parking lot and then you used to pick up a tram from there and it would cross you across the street?
Yeah.
Remember before the structures?
Yeah.
So over there I used to see people stand on the pylons all the time. Like they were on top of a pirate ship, man. In the crow's nest, looking for their car. That was pretty funny. I've seen a lot of people do that too. That was pretty funny. So I guess pay attention to where you park, but it's not that hard, really.
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember like I ever when I parked over there. If I ever, you know, couldn't find my car either, but I remember those days, and then I remember. They were before they built the structure, and then they had the little tram area. I remember that. And then later on, that
yeah, there was like a roundabout right there for the tram.
Right, right. I remember that. But speaking of chalk walk, you tell me chalk walk after dark.
Yeah. So, have you listened to this at all?
I had the information here ready to go, and now I can't find it, so...
Okay, well, Chalk Walk, I mean, they obviously, Chalk does their thing every year. The last time they did it, obviously, was in 2019. They didn't do one in 2020, and I think they did one in early 21, and it was virtual. They did a virtual one.
Right.
So there was no walking through the park, raised donations. Chalk, of course, is a great cause. But it was done virtually, so I didn't get a chance to do that one. Normally, I take a team from the school that I work at of students and former students, and we do it. But I couldn't put anything together because I tried to get it there at the school, but there was a whole bunch of COVID regulations you had to follow. Just, it wasn't worth the time.
Right.
So then they did the virtual one. I think in 2 years they did the virtual one. Well, this year, I was hoping they would do it in October. Cause that's when you, either August or October is when it traditionally has been. But it hasn't been that long since the last one. So they decided to do it different this year because it's the 30th year and instead do a, like an after dark basically, which is cool. I hope it's a limited capacity because Chalk itself was huge. But to do Chalk, the walk was like, you had to raise like $80 or $100 to do, to even do the walk, which again, all this money is going to charity and you were sponsored to do this,
right?
You hopefully get people to give you donations here and there until you met your goal. And then I'd always raise the goal and then I'd more because I have contacts like that. And that would help kids out, you know, because that's a lot of money for a high school kid or a young adult, and I'd help them out a little bit because the walk is cool. And you always able to buy discount tickets to the park, like a day at the park, which was always cool too. It was kind of an incentive for the kids to do it. This year, they're doing the After Dark thing, and yeah, I believe it's $300 you have to raise.
All right, so I have the information here, and it's actually called Chalk Adventure in the Park.
Yeah.
30 years of walking for kids. In honor of the 30th anniversary of Chalk Walk, we've reimagined our... Did they get that wording from Disney? We reimagined our traditional 5K walk into a brand new event. This unique fundraiser will allow us to bring our community back together to celebrate our Chalk Heroes for a celebration under the stars. Join us on Saturday, August 27th for the Chalk Adventure in the Park presented by the Disneyland Resort. It's an exciting, fun-filled mix-in starting at 5 p.m. and a private party from 9 until midnight at California Adventure Park. Now, starting at 5 p.m., Chalk supporters can raise 250 plus and secure their ticket to enter to the park. In order to secure a ticket, you must register as an in-person event attendee and reach the 250 minimum by August 5th. Private party from 9 to 12. Access Disney California Adventure becomes exclusive only to Chalk supporters who have met their minimum fundraising threshold to enter the event and secure their tickets. Enjoy exclusive experience throughout the park, like special showing of World of Color, Chalk themed photo location, a DJ, probably DJ Wendy, and other Chalk surprises. incentive packages, fundraise to higher levels to enjoy special perks like VIP World of Color viewing, exclusive 30th anniversary swag, Disneyland Park entrance, and more. So, there you go. You got the raise.
The idea is really cool. This is what I actually wonder. So, first of all, $250, that's a lot of money.
Right.
But it is for charity. So, ideally, you're kind of sponsored this money. By you're basically asking people, when you think about it, to give you money to buy a ticket to go to this thing, but the money's all going to Chalk. That's basically what you're asking them to do. Okay.
Yeah, right.
What I want to know and Disney's never going to tell us this, is that are they going to cap it at any capacity? Because Chalk itself, when they would do it for like, again, $75, $100, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. I mean, when we would get there, you know, to start it off, they have it like at rope drop. You know, where the rope is in front of those last doors before the hub.
Right.
The rope there, and then the entirety of Main Street full of people. I mean, wall of people. That's how many people did Chalk. And then plenty out in the Esplanade. So are you going to cap it? Because at some point, like, okay, yeah, I raised money for this, and that's fantastic. But I want to take advantage of the fact that there's less people in the park, too. Right, don't you? That's what we wanted to do at Star Wars.
Right.
And take advantage of there's less people in the park. Now, true, I know, like, you've got all the area there, but, like, at what point do you cap it? Or do they think because they raised the money, the $250, that they thought, well, it's going to be less people. You know what I mean? Because I know companies, I've done Chalk Walk with a friend of mine numerous times where his company just outright buys a bunch of them. They would just buy a bunch of them. Thousands of dollars just thinking, you know, we got 50 people walking. You know what I mean? That's not going to go as far at a $250 price as it would at a $71 price. So, I don't know. For someone wondering, I don't have the answer, and I don't think Disney would tell you.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a charity event, so, which is okay. But to be honest with you, I would do it. I probably could get sponsored for the money, but I don't know a lot of other people that could.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's something to take into consideration, too. For an average Joe like me who doesn't have, because they're literal big chalk teams. Like I've never had, I know one person, I know a couple of people who've actually gone through chalk, but they're a whole literal chalk team. Dozens of people in them that walk for, you know, a certain person or something. And that's not what I have. Well, I've always just done it on a small grassroots team. It's something cool to do and it helps out. So, I don't know, man, just stop. Sounds cool idea, though.
Yeah, chalk an adventure in the park. If you guys, I just had a coughing attack. I'm okay. But if you guys want more information, head over to chalkwalk.org, chalk, C-H-O-C, walk.org. It's all there in black and white.
Well, actually, while you take a breath there, it seems like you said the date, my August 5th. That's close. I didn't realize how close that actually is. That's just a couple of weeks away. You know, something like 2-3 weeks away.
So that does that mean that you just like, okay, here's $250, give me my ticket, and that's the way this thing works, or what?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Yeah. That's what it seems like. I just want to know if they actually capped the ticket. Because at some point, if you're looking at how many people I told you did chalk, that's like going to a busy day at Disneyland. I don't want to pay $250 to go to a busy day at Disneyland or California Adventure and have 40-minute waits for rides like I normally would. I want 10-minute waits if I'm going to do something special like that. And I think at that price point, and looking at it now, saying that it's so close to the deadline, I think you are going to have a limited capacity naturally. And that's okay because all that money is going to chalk.
Hold on. It says you will need to decide during registration if you plan to attend the event inside Disney California or be a virtual fundraiser who does not attend the event in person. Participant who elect to attend the event will be required to put a credit card on file in order to secure their spot for the event. An unrefundable registration fee of $50 will be charged in order to save payment details. Participants who have not reached the minimum by August 5th deadline will be charged for the remainder of the balance or forfeit their spot.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
So you got to pay, are you putting your $250 credit, you know, card, whatever? That still doesn't make sense to me. I understand what they're doing.
Well, it seems like you've got to put it down like a deposit, hold my spot. But if you don't get it by that date, you probably get a message. Do you want us to charge your card so you get your spot? Or do you want to forfeit it?
No, but I'm just saying now it sounds like if you're getting people to sponsor you, you just got to keep their money now? Is that what it's doing? So they got your card?
Well, ideally, you're just giving up your spot as for the party, not the chalk donation.
Right, right.
Because that's still a donation, and it's their tax deductible.
No, I'm just saying, you go, you give them your card. Okay, here's my card. And now you're getting people giving you money, you know, to fundraise this, and you got your $250 minimum. Do you know, you just keep the money in your pocket because they're going to charge you anyway? That's what I'm asking. You don't go.
Oh no. Yeah. I haven't looked at it because I obviously didn't do this one. I don't, this close to the game, that's not going to happen. But the way the system worked before was we used to give people a link, and that money, like if I give you the link and you said, oh yeah, dude, I'll give you $20. Okay, cool. I got 20. You give me $20. You want a chalk. The $20 goes in my name towards my walk, but that $20 is a donation to chalk.
Okay.
Chalk basically just says, oh, you have $20 credit. So if I only got $150, then they can come back to me and tell me, well, you have a credit card on file. Do you want us to charge your credit card for the other 100, or do you want to forfeit your spot and we're going to keep the money anyway because the money was a donation?
Right. That makes sense now. Okay. I get it.
No, yeah. No, it's on the up and up.
Well, you know, I believe that. I was just like wondering, like, okay, well, they already got my car. They're going to charge me anyway. I'm just going to keep this money in my pocket. But yeah.
Well, I've had to do that too because people have given me cash.
Right.
Before, because you just get some people who are like, no, I'm going to give you cash. Okay. I take cash, and then I just have to go online and put it in as an anonymous donation in my name.
Okay. So that makes sense now if they give you a link and you just do it that way, and then.
I don't know, but that's how it was done before.
Yeah.
Like everything was like they didn't want cash. Like, because I would go there, and that was fairly new because when I first started doing chalk back in like 2013, 2014, I'd show up with boatloads of cash. And then, like, they have to count it all out. It was way easier to have somebody just use their credit card. Yeah, just put in your credit card, dude. You know, $20 donation to chalk here, you know, do it. Or you could put it in as a, that's what it was. You could put it in as, I've got this money, but I have to give you cash. Then I would have to go and give them all the cash before the walk. It's easier just using credit cards.
Right.
Like they're talking about. I would imagine that's how the system is set up because it makes the most sense.
I'm just trying to find a way to register, like, you know, how they give you links. I just have registration information. Oh, here we go, register. I'm just going through the website to see if there's, like, okay, so yeah. It says enter your email to get started, so I'm not doing that. But because it did say that they're already going to have so many spots available, and once the spots are gone, then the registration will close.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah, of course, they didn't tell you
how. Oh, that's good. Yeah, so okay, so that answers the question of, like, are you going to cap it? Well, yeah, you are going to cap it.
It says registration will close once we've reached the maximum amount of registrants, and you will only have the option to register on a wait list or a virtual fundraiser. So they will cap.
Okay. Okay. So that makes sense to me. Because, again, they're taking away that experience of, like, if I'm going to do this, I want it to be short wait times at the park.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. That's fair, but at the same time, you got, like I told you, you've had corporations that could literally fill it up.
I know.
Like pretty quick. If they wanted to, but I know, who knows? We began to do that.
Well, if you if you're not going to go to the party over there at DCA for Chalk Walk, but you want a party, you can go to Downtown Disney for the Zombeats Bash. It's happening on July 15th. That's not July 15th. The Zombies 3 premieres July 15th on Disney Plus and August 12th on Disney Channel. But there's going to be a Zombeats Bash because they got to make some clever name for some beats getting down or something. They're going to have a 20-minute stage show event for all ages to enjoy. Try out some zombie dance moves, sing along, and favorite songs, or snap a pic with a Zombies 3 inspired photo wall during the DJ hosted event. Is that Wendy Walker again?
And so yeah, probably.
You said you could come in costume and bam to the music. So the dates for this is over here. It's going to be because they're doing it in Disney World too. But over here in Downtown Disney, it's going to be July 29th, 30th, and 31st, so coming up soon. And it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. And if you happen to be in Florida, I want to know what time over there. It's going to be August 5th and Damn, they get longer. They get from the 5th through the 14th at Disney Springs. Adventure Awareness. No, event. Advent Health Waterside Stage in Florida. So, yeah, Zombeats Bash. You should go check that out, Dan. Do it like the zombie does.
Maybe. Like the zombie during COVID.
Once again, Zombies 3 will premiere on Disney Plus July 15th and August 12th on Disney Channel. I have not seen one of these zombie movies.
Not me neither.
So I just know there's some zombies and they're in high school. It's like a High School Musical zombie something. I don't know. But yeah, check that out. Downtown Disney. Sounds good.
Are you hungry? Well, they are. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Fat Time, Little Coke Time.
Ooh.
So, let me find it. Where is it at? Disney had some food. What's cooking in July? Did you see that on the
blog? I didn't.
So it says what?
You think I would be on social media a whole lot? Reading a bunch of stuff.
Mr.
Yeah,
COVID.
Being sick, but yeah, I didn't see that. Caught stuff here and there.
So it says what's cooking at the Disneyland Resort in July. And it's talking about celebrating, says not only can you celebrate the 67th anniversary of Disneyland Resort, but you can also join in festivities for Oga's
birthday.
Huh?
We're still celebrating the
67th? 67th. It's coming up.
Oh.
Yeah. But Oga's birthday is going on, too, in Galaxy's Edge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like her. It hurt him.
Whatever Oga is.
Yeah.
Non-binary, whatever that means. In addition to delicious dishes cooking up at the resort, you can also get your hands on some exciting novelties, including, and we all seen this, Mighty Thor's hammer. Whoa. to hold your beverage and the birthday Mickey ear bow or ear hat bow. You can enjoy your ice creams and probably chili cheese fries or something. But, let's see. Celebrate the anniversary of Disneyland Resort this year. There are plenty of delights to the whole family will love. And what better way to commemorate a birthday than with food? Hey, I agree with that.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
So right now, through July 17th at the Disneyland Grand California Hotel and Spa, there's plenty of desserts to indulge your taste buds. At the GCH Craftsman Grill, you can uncover Mickey-shaped donut. Donut sounds good right now. I haven't eaten either. A tasty Mickey-shaped chocolate donut and the Disneyland birthday cupcake, a vanilla cake with sprinkles and frosting. So I posted this up on Facebook. So you can probably go check that out because the pictures look really good. I mean, I'm looking at this cookie. It has some, like a toasted marshmallow. Getting hungry. You simply must check out the GCH holiday cart located in the lobby as well because it has plenty of items for the anniversary excitement, including the birthday cookie box filled with assorted cookies, Mickey short sugar cookies, as Mickey shorts, he has no shorts now because they are made of cookies. So he's running around naked somewhere. And the birthday cake s'mores cookie, that's what I was just looking at, filled with marshmallow filling. It says, if you're a Whoopie Pie fan, you must treat yourself to Mickey-shaped Whoopie Pie, a chocolate-shaped delight with buttercream filling. If you love cake, then the birthday cake layered cake pops is right up your alley. This item is adorable and features layers of confetti cake with colorful buttercream filled in honor of the mouse itself or himself. I don't know. The holiday cart will also be offering a birthday waffle shot that can be enjoyed with your choice of variety of milks or alcohol for those over 21. Yeah, got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else. There's some chili cheese looking fries at the Red Rose Taverne. Because it has an E.
Okay.
So they're Walt's chili cheese fries. This entree will feature.
I love to.
Yeah, this entree will feature seasoned fries topped with Walt's signature chili, cheddar cheese, and green onions. And let's see what else.
This is all at the hotel.
Huh?
Is this all at the hotel? I didn't catch that. I heard that the cart was.
Oh, no, we're at the Taverne now. Remember?
Oh, yeah. You just said that. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, you did say that.
All right. So they're talking about the Mickey Bowl again, and get the Gibson Grill. Award Wieners will be offering up their mouth-watering peaches and cream funnel cake fries. That kind of sounds good. I wouldn't mind trying that. And they're going to put in that Mickey birthday ear bowl hat, whatever. And the Matt Ethor hammer.
Why are the bowls like that and the, like, Thor's hammer and the Infinity Gauntlet and the Buzz Lightyear? Why is that a thing? I don't understand that, but okay.
It's kind of like... retheming a ride. It's the same ride.
Yeah. Let me give you something else to put on your hand so you can hold your coat.
Exactly. All right. So get ready to make some more reservations because from July 18th through the 20th, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will be selling the birthday of everyone's favorite cantina owner. I say owner because I see Olga and owner together. Cantina owner. Olga Gara to honor. It's a her. To honor her, treat your taste bud to some yummy options that can't be missed. At Olga's Cantina, the Blue Citrus Mule features citrus vodka, blue, what was it called? Curacao?
Curacao, yeah.
Pure cane sugar, almond sugar, pure same thing. Pure cane syrup, mule mix, and club soda garnish with a lime wheel and candied ginger. That kind of sounds good to me too. There's probably stuff in there I don't like, but I just saw vodka and I said, okay, let's go for it. Let's see what else. Over at Ronto's Roasters, the non-alcoholic Passana punch includes orange juice, white grape juice, red passion fruit, and hibiscus.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It sounds good without the...
That starts the 18th?
18th through the 20th.
Oh, that's dirty. Just a few days.
I know. Then again, I'm late on this. If you're looking for a snack at Olga's Cantina... Oh, my God. These damn words. The My Gito Row has tuna... what's it called? Pokemon. Some kind of cucumber, green onions, and some other crap that I can't pronounce. I don't want that. What else? Docu Bay 7 Food and Cargo. You'll find a tasty blue milk chia pudding. This treat is made of coconut milk and chia seeds. Blend fresh berries, pitas and shredded coconut, and those are the same chia seeds you get on a chia pet. For some sweet,
yeah,
I know. For some sweet and savory combinations, Jatka's coolers and some other crap you can get over there too.
Yeah, that's your signature, like.
Yeah. Let's see. Downtown Disney District also has some foodie fun for you with summer flavors coming to both Salt and Straw, only one straw, and Sprinkles. Salt and Straw will be having a berry series featuring fresh flavors of Marion berries, blackberry, and wild berries, boysenberry, and raspberry. That is a berry blast right there.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds good. I kind of want to try those. What else we have here? Sprinkles. Seasonal flavors now through the 24th. They have a circus animal birthday cupcake, features pink sugar cookie crust topped with strawberry buttercream frosting and finished with rainbow stuff, animal cookies. That looks pretty good. I like animal cookies. Who doesn't?
I do too, actually. Yeah.
And let's see. From July 25th through August 7th, indulge in a cookie cupcake, a chocolate chip studded yellow cake lined with a cookie crust and topped with brown sugar frosting and dusted with cookie crumbs. That sounds good, too. They have a picture of it here. It looks really yummy. So, yeah. Fat time in the parks, fat time in downtown Disney, fat time with Oga. It's a her.
Yeah.
So, dang. What's the 15th right now? Well, now it's the 15th. Oh, I got to pay my bill. So anyway, got to pay my
bill. Yeah, this will probably come out just before the birthday.
Right.
It's because that's Sunday.
Dang, I'm just thinking about that vodka drink. I wish I could try it. I don't know. So, yeah, there you go. Fat time in the parks. All right. What else do I have? I think I'm almost done. All right. So, let's see. The last thing I have on here is going to talk about the Light and Magic series.
Okay.
I actually haven't done any research on that. I just know.
Not me either. I just saw that there was a trailer.
Oh, there was a trailer.
Yeah. It dropped the middle of the week or towards the beginning of the week. I didn't watch the whole thing, although I know what it is. Go ahead. Let's talk about what we know.
All right, hold on. Do. Let's see what's going on.
Visual effects create the magic that makes people want to go to the movies. Movies are special effects.
We start with an empty frame. Anything is possible.
As audiences see through the illusion, the bar just raises.
How do we do this now? How do we make this look great?
I leave it to the genius at ILM.
It's right there in the name, Industrial Light and Magic.
The history of ILM goes way back.
When I was writing Star Wars, there were no special effects houses in the world. So how are we going to do the effects?
I realized that I was going to have to start a company.
We didn't really know what we were doing. We were not movie people. George wanted a bunch of guys who didn't know what was impossible.
We were departing from convention. We had to build equipment from scratch. This was a long shot.
We make it look like a professional movie instead of a bunch of kids having fun.
We realized nothing is impossible.
There was just something here about the people.
Suddenly, everybody wants to come to ILM.
We were trying to do things that have never been done before.
Oh, I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
They're pushing technology forward.
There's so many innovations that ILM made. Digital editing, computer graphics.
We developed Pixar to be a cartoon company.
One thing led to another. It turned into Photoshop. Now you could manipulate images.
Visual effects would never be the same again.
I remember that incredible feeling when all you've got is an idea. It was so exciting.
I want to work with people that inspire me. That is the spirit of ILM.
It goes back to that original group that were unpretentious, brilliant people.
That was our family. We enjoyed each other's company.
Yes, we water slided. Yes, we were immature, but nobody worked harder.
We were the Rebel Alliance.
There's a trailer.
So,
it's a 6-part series, Light and Magic, that's going to start streaming on Disney Plus on July 27th. Now, I don't know how many of you who actually listen don't know Industrial Light and Magic. Not only that, you know, they started because Star Wars, but they do so many other movies that has nothing to do with Star Wars or Disney or George Lucas. So it's just crazy because in the trailer they showed a scene from Terminator 2.
Yeah, they did all the big, any big movie you can think of that had some kind of state of the art visual effect. ILM probably had something to do with it.
Right.
Honestly. And again, you said, oh, they started because of Star Wars. Yeah, because they had to figure out how to do the effects of Star Wars. That's actually why it started. So once they did that, it just kept pushing the envelope. And then, you know, in terms of the Pixar thing mentioned in there, that, you know, was part of it, pushing the computer animation type stuff. And we're at the point where we are now, where, you know, there's a lot of movies that are filmed on green screen and then ILM fills them in.
And it's just, it's crazy how, I guess, how you evolved from, you know, 1977 to now, and how they've evolved with effects and things like that. The thing that I really, that I like is, there's a thing on Disney Plus. I don't know if you watched it. It's like the making of, like, The Mandalorian. Have you seen
it? Oh, I haven't watched those. Yeah. I think I've actually seen it. Aren't there one for each episode or something?
Yeah.
That was in there?
Yeah.
Okay, I've watched a couple of them.
All right, so if you guys check that out, if you guys like The Mandalorian and watch the making of The Mandalorian and all that, the behind the scenes, that green screen is not a green screen anymore. It's LED screens that are basically around the set, and they just put the image of, you know, Tatooine or whatever planet they might be on with the actors right there in front of the, like I said, it's not a green screen anymore. It's LED screens, and just, it's crazy. So if you guys should check that out, because they used it. I guess they first used that on, I think Favreau said they used it on Jungle Book. And
on what?
On Jungle Book.
Oh, okay.
And Jungle Book, and I'm probably Lion King. So.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So it's just really good. You should check that out. And it tells you all the behind the scenes, and just to see the big old screens, just projection, you know, LED screens like you see at concerts. That's what they're using to have this high def images and you know, backgrounds, and it's crazy and it's really cool. So the green screen is no longer a green screen; it's LED screens. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So check that out. I don't know what it's called, but pretty sure if you go in Disney Plus and go Mandalorian, it'll say, you may also be interested in this, so
it'll be there. Right.
It'll be there. So yeah, there you go. So yeah, July 27th, Light and Magic will start streaming on Disney Plus, and it says a 6-part series, so probably going to release one per week.
One a week, yeah.
I think that's all I have. You have anything you want to add? Any other topics?
Yeah, a couple things. We won't talk about it, but if you haven't seen, Ms. Marvel ended yesterday, as we're recording this, yesterday. The 6th episode aired yesterday. There's a couple of Easter eggs in it that are pretty interesting. They're pretty interesting. So that's gonna, you're going to see that carry on into the movies, because it's no secret she's going to be a character in the next Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah,
which is just going to be called the Marvels.
Oh.
So it's pretty cool. I like the way I told you from day one, I really like this series. It ended in a good spot, I think. I like the Easter eggs that I saw. One of them is big. It could mean big things for what's to come for the MCU. That's pretty cool. Being at home for COVID means I haven't seen Thor yet. So I probably won't catch Thor until next week. I think my wife really wants to see it. She wants to see Chris Hemsworth as well. She wants to see. But I don't know. When she's still sick, so I don't know when I'm going to be able to do that. I might sneak away and actually watch it without her, because it's a Marvel film. I'm going to watch it. A year later, but I finally watched Jungle Cruise. Actually, I've been watching a lot of stuff because I'm at home. So I thought it was pretty good. Did you ever see Jungle Cruise?
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, I thought it was entertaining. I heard that they're thinking about a second one. I don't know that I'm in favor of that. I think it ended just fine. But I thought it was an entertaining, funny film. I like The Rock. I like that guy. Anything he's in is actually usually pretty good. So that's what we got there. I don't think anything else, man. Like I said, I've been at home. I'm getting to the parks tomorrow and get back into normal life now that I'm negative. I'm COVID free. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to the park on the 17th, because it's actually my wife's birthday too. If she's not feeling well, maybe I'll pull one of those finger reservations to go at night to close up the park. We'll see, because I don't have to work the next day. We'll see. Probably get a trip to Universal in too. I'm going to go check out some stuff at Universal. That's about it, man. Just kind of get back into life. Anything else Disney related?
Well,
nothing yet. I'll get back into it this week.
Well, speaking of Thor, it says here is racing past $400 million worldwide in the box office.
Whoa.
I know it set a record for the best opening of a Marvel movie. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So, that's worldwide. And I think we're at close to 200 million here, 200 plus million, domestic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not bad. Making that money back since they lost a lot of money for the summer, or the... for COVID, movie releases and everything, so got to get back to making money.
They're always going to make money. Don't let them fool you. Even with a quote-unquote flop like Lightyear, they're making money. Which I still say is a pretty good movie. If you haven't seen Lightyear, you actually go check it out. Go into it not thinking it's a Toy Story movie, like I said, because it's not. But it is, as a sci-fi movie, like if you like movies like 2001 or something like that,
uh-huh.
Go give it a shot. It's actually pretty good. Like Tron. If you find Tron, you'd be like, okay, I see where Lightyear's kind of going with that rather than being a movie about toys. Because it's not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and Tron turned 40.
Yeah, Tron just turned 40. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I do not see the appeal of that movie.
Of Tron?
Of the original one. Like, it's okay, but I don't see how people like, oh my god! I'm like, okay, this movie is pretty cool.
It was all about
that's it.
It was all about the video game.
And I played that on. I can't remember what system I played that thing on. I could never beat the damn game. But I'm not like, maybe it's because I'm right at that age where it's like, I'm a little younger than you. Not that you're old, but I'm a couple years younger than you, and so I was just right at that age where it was like I didn't think that was the coolest. It looked cool, light cycles obviously, but the rest of it I'm like, okay, it seems to be people that are just a couple years older than me are way more into it than like somebody my age or a little bit younger. I've seen it, I own it, I like the second one too, I just don't go crazy over it. But it just turned 40. Unpopular opinion, that's okay.
And
I'm also not a fan of the People Mover, so you know.
Anyway, in the Tron, the original Tron, they actually have a big I wouldn't say hidden, but big hidden Mickey. And it's
Really?
It's a silhouette of his side of his face. It's not the ears, not the three dots. It's actually a silhouette if he was, you know, sideways, and they have the ear and his face and the nose. And you can clearly see it's Mickey.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's that. Cool. They're traveling on a train going somewhere, and it's like on the ground. God, come on! It's not hidden. It's like, oh, look, Mickey Mouse. So yeah. All right, so I do want to see Lightyear. I want to go check that out in the theater. I told you I wanted to take Miles, but Miles is actually in Hawaii right now. He's at Alani over there. So I was like, oh, hashtag no invite.
Watch him come back with COVID, man, because I got COVID in one of two places. I either got COVID when I went to a conference in San Diego, or I got COVID at Disneyland. One of the two.
Right.
That's what I did that week. The week before, within that time period, when I would have like caught it and symptoms showed up, I was in San Diego and I was at the park.
Dang.
So who knows?
All right. Well, I think that is it. Oh, I'm hungry. Oop. I need some food. I don't know what to eat. Gotta find something to eat. All right.
On that donut shop.
I wish we had our all night. Oh, wait. I think Yum Yum's open all night.
Yeah, I think they're Monday 24.
Yeah, I think Yum Yum's is open all night. Sounds good. All right. Well, here we go. Yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of the Mouse Pirate Podcast. And Dan joined us again. I said, hey,
yeah.
Are you at the parks? He said, no. I said, hey, I'm recording. He said, oh, you want me to join in? I said, sure.
Here we are.
There
fun times.
Fun times. So, you know, Dan's going to be in the park on today when you're listening to this. If you're listening on Friday, he'll be in the parks. And maybe if I test negative, I'll head to the parks. I don't know. Yeah, all that stuff. So real quick, hey, don't forget you can join the MPC, be a part of the Mouse Pirate crew. Head over to anchor.fm/Mouse Pirate Podcast. Record a message, voicemail, just like Dan does, but he was on today, so there's no voicemail from him. You can also, you know, do the email, mousepire@gmail.com. Follow us on the Facebooks, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Snappies, TikTokies, Mousepire. Just search Mousepire. Help support the podcast. Head over to patreon.com/mousepire. And you can also go to dgpclothing.com. Check out some stuff there. Yeah. Do all that stuff. Follow us. And if there's any opening or any tickets being released for Oogie Boogie Boogie, I'll let you guys know. I think there will be. Maybe we have to wait a month or so.
Yeah, at least probably. I say that and they didn't do it like 3 days again.
Yeah, I know, huh? That's crazy. All right, so, yep, that's it for this episode. And, I don't know, we have 30 seconds.
Yeah, follow all the socials.
Follow Dan. There's
always funny stuff going on. Yeah, on Dan's Disney Adventures on IG. DanZig77 on TikTok. DanZig77 on TikTok. I'm going to start doing some stuff for Digs for the Mount Park TikTok too. So you'll see that stuff there.
Yeah, that's why I got to go to the parks and start filming some stuff.
Yeah. I'll do that tomorrow.
All right. Until next time, I am Digs.
I'm Dan.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.